From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is condemning what he calls deplorable and cowardly acts in Uganda. Officials there confirming at least 50 people killed in a pair of bomb blasts in the capital city of Kampala. Authorities say an American is among the dead. At least three other Americans are injured. As the BBC's Joshua Mamali reports from Kampala, authorities believe the Somali group Al-Shabaab is responsible for the blasts.
It's clear that it was well coordinated, because they targeted places where people had gathered in large groups. So it's a deliberate target of people who were watching the World Cup. The Al-Shabaab had threatened to attack Kampala some months back, and Uganda's involvement in Somalia has not gone down well with the Al-Shabaab group. And so they issued threats. They said Uganda and Burundi should withdraw from Somalia. And if they didn't do that, the two cities, Kampala and Bujumbura, would pay. And so if it's indeed the Al-Shabaab, as people suspect, then it's clear they're keeping their word.
The BBC's Joshua Mamali reporting. Spain is number one in the world of soccer. It beat the Netherlands Sunday in the World Cup final. The game went into overtime in South Africa. A record 13 yellows and one red card were handed out. It is Spain's first World Cup victory. BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells says they are pleased with the progress so far. He's referring to the work the company has done to replace the old cap on a damaged well with a new, tighter one. BP says if all goes as planned, they will completely contain the leak. In the meantime, oil is flowing freely into the Gulf. Officials say they won't know if the Gulf cap is working until they run tests on whether it can withstand the pressure of the oil gushing up from below the sea floor. West Virginia's Democratic governor is moving closer to sorting out what to do about the late Robert Byrd Senate seat. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, Joe Manchin's decision is expected this week.
Manchin says it's highly likely that he'll run for Byrd's seat. But first, he's got to deal with a succession process. There's been a lot of debate over what state law allows. Last week, the state attorney general issued a legal opinion saying that state law allows Manchin to call for a special election this fall. Others argue that a vote to replace Byrd can't be held earlier than 2012. Now Manchin's top attorney says he's advising him to put the issue to rest by calling state lawmakers to West Virginia's capital to clarify the process. Senate Democrats are keeping an eye on things. Byrd's death last week at age 92 has complicated their efforts to win final congressional approval of a bill overhauling financial regulations. The bill is a top priority of the Obama administration. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is warning Democrats they need to be on their toes as the election draws near. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs telling NBC's Meet the Press there are enough seats at play in the House that Republicans could conceivably regain control. This is NPR. The Reverend Robert Schuller, founder of the megachurch called the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, is retiring. His daughter, Sheila Schuller Coleman, will take over, becoming the sole lead pastor, although Schuller says he'll remain active in the church. The 83-year-old will head the church's board of directors. A few years ago, a family rift culminated in Schuller's son, Robert, another reverend, leaving the church. On the fourth anniversary of the Mumbai train bombings, an opposition leader visited with victims of the attack. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from New Delhi that she blasted the Indian government, saying it has failed to deal with terrorism.
On this day 4 years ago, a series of coordinated bomb blasts shook commuter trains in Mumbai during the evening rush hour. The bombs killed 209 people and injured more than 700. Police blamed the attack on the Islamic militant group known as Lashkar-e-Taiba, which was later accused in the 2008 attacks in Mumbai. Opposition leader Sushma Swaraj drew attention to the anniversary by visiting one of the survivors who's still in a Mumbai hospital. The survivor, a young man named Parag Swant, was critically injured in the attack and only recently emerged from a nearly four-year coma. Swaraj blasted the Indian government, saying it has still failed to secure the country against terrorist attacks. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Grammy Award-winning gospel singer Walter Hawkins has died. The composer, singer, and pastor passed away Sunday after losing a battle with pancreatic cancer, according to his brother. Hawkins studied for his divinity degree at the University of California, Berkeley, where he recorded his first album, Do Your Best. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.